is simple and conservative real estate investing thanks to my friends at Done For Your Real Estate. They help me find, purchase, and rent out a property that creates positive monthly cash flow. They researched and found me a perfect investment property, got me the financing, even rented it out for me, and now the management company handles it. Visit doneforyoubuck.com to learn more. That's doneforyoubuck.com.
If you want to pay less for your home and possibly save up to $1,000 a month, now's the time to refinance with American Financing. You'll get a custom low-rate mortgage without ever paying upfront or hidden fees, and you may skip up to two payments.
That's right, Clay. It's a really good deal. So call 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring America's heroes and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes this year. In a moving tribute to the fallen, the foundation's chairman and CEO walked from the Pentagon to Shanksville and on to Ground Zero, more than 500 miles through six states in 6 weeks. The foundation brought Towers of Light back to the Pentagon and Shanksville memorials in remembrance. And in a first for the nation, the foundation read aloud the names of those who lost their lives to 9/11-related illness. On Veterans Day, another first, the foundation is reading aloud the names of people lost in the War on Terror. The foundation is also giving away a home a day through the holidays this year in its season of hope. Do good and help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats remain in disarray over moving ahead on the Biden budget.
Five different times she's promised a vote, and I would project that today she will blow through that deadline as well because they don't have the votes.
Pelosi reportedly told Democrats at a morning caucus meeting she would start the process for a floor vote now as soon as Thursday. Democrats pushing to regain momentum after Senator Joe Manchin interjected fresh uncertainty. Manchin says he has nothing to add about the budget talks.
Just forget it, okay? I'm negotiating in good faith that we will continue to, and I have nothing more to say. Nothing at all to say, okay?
Jeff Paul says
I have nothing more to say.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. Also at townhall.com, political analyst Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics says the outcome of the Virginia gubernatorial race could be a bellwether for the 2022 midterm elections.
If the race goes to the Republican, and it might, or even if the race is close, and it almost certainly will be, Republicans will take heart in that and will project this forward, rightly or wrongly, to November 2022, when a third of the Senate, the whole House of Representatives, and 36 governorships are on the ballot.
Polls show Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who served as governor from 2014 to 2018 in a close race with Republican former business executive Glenn Youngkin. The GOP has not won statewide office in Virginia since 2009, but Youngkin's campaign says it's increasingly optimistic. The Braves and the Astros in Game 6 of the World Series tonight. Atlanta leads 3-2 and will try to win the championship when Max Fried starts against the Astros' Luis Garcia in Houston. On Wall Street, the Dow was ahead 160 points, the NASDAQ up 38. More at townhall.com.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
It's 12:05. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs was involved in a DUI crash early this morning in Las Vegas, which left one person dead, according to police. A 22-year-old is expected to be charged with DUI resulting in death in connection with that crash, involving a Chevrolet Corvette and a Toyota RAV4, which occurred just before 3:40 this morning at the intersection near Rainbow and Spring Valley Parkway. According to Metro, Ruggs remained at the site of the crash and did show signs of impairment. The Oakland A's appear to be focusing their attention on building their Southern Nevada ballpark on or near the Las Vegas Strip. The team has emailed the Las Vegas Aviators fans a relocation interest survey, which includes questions about relocating a stadium on the Strip. The Aviators are the A's AAA affiliate. A's officials have made six trips to Southern Nevada since Major League Baseball officials gave them permission to explore relocation options. They have visited here in Las Vegas 20 possible ballpark sites and say they will reveal their top four choices sometime after the World Series.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, that area at Spring Mountain and Rainbow where that fatal incident happened earlier this morning still is closed off there. Also look out for a crash, Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Sahara. The left lane is affected in that. And delays downtown, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 west at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, November 2nd. The second day of a new era in conservative talk in our community. It's here, and it's now, and it's happening. And it's AM 670 KMZQ. Wayne Allen Root coming up at 3. We're so excited to have him on board. We got a big show today. There's so much going on. We will be taking you live to Glasgow. The president expected to have a news conference before he heads home from Glasgow and the G20. And there's just all kinds of stuff going on. We'll keep you apprised of what's happening. But I'm so excited that making the move to noon to 3 is Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. And she joins us. Megan, welcome to the new era of conservative talk in the afternoon.
Well, I'm so happy I can kick it off with you on this Tuesday, Tuesday, nonetheless.
It is indeed. What do you make of what's going on in Virginia, and why is what is apparently important in Virginia going to be important here in Southern Nevada?
We can see how important the election is in the Virginia, specifically to Democrats, as they continue to make false allegations and use political stunts in order to paint their opponents as racist. That's always the card that's used when Democrats don't have a policy to stand on. And their policies, quite frankly, aren't very popular with not only Democrats, but also independents, which is a large swath of the voting population here in Nevada, as well as in Virginia. We've seen political stunts, for example, over the past week, where supposedly, which I don't believe, the Lincoln Project, which is basically a Democrat activist group, as well as a child grooming group, allegedly, decided to place five Democrat staffers and activists and pose as white supremacists with tiki torches last week. And they tried to say that they were Youngkin supporters. And that ruse was certainly debunked within a matter of hours. I didn't know that white supremacists, number one, were black, and number two, white supremacists all dressed alike in khakis and white shirts and carried tiki torches. But they thought that the Democrats thought that stunt was going to play really well. Another stunt they pulled was at the last Youngkin rally, which was last night, where they had a white gentleman in a cowboy hat pose with a denim jacket with a Confederate flag patch on the back. And it's now been exposed that he could have been definitely a LARPer. And so the list goes on and on. And Terry McAuliffe thought it'd be wise to blame Whitey on his last address to his voters by claiming that there were just you know, education is so poor in Virginia because there's simply just too many white teachers. So again, the Democrats play the race card in order to gin up fear amongst the ignorant, instead of really stand on their policies, which is amnesty for illegal aliens, teaching children that they are inherently racist, white people are evil, and raising taxes on every single American to fund illegal aliens or whether to combat climate change. These policies are not popular, thereby they resort to attacks, and we see these similar attacks in Nevada. In Nevada, we have a majority of registered voters who claim that they are no party or independent. But everyone really has a political philosophy. It could be that people just simply automatically register at the DMV and don't choose a political party at the time of registration, or it could simply be that they are truly independent. Nevada has always been a swing state, but what I can tell you is that Nevada is not a radically left or Marxist state. It represents a small minority of our population, and so you have this big swath of independent voters who don't believe that raising taxes is going to solve all the ills. And so we'll look at what happens in Virginia, but unfortunately, I am the eternal optimist. But if Youngkin does not have a substantial lead coming at the end of tonight, and by the way, we no longer have a voting day, we have basically an election month. There has been a million votes cast by mail in Virginia during quote-unquote early voting, which gives the Democrats an understanding of how many votes they're going to need to squeak out a race for and a win for McCulloch. So if Youngkin does not have a commanding lead early on, this election is not going to be decided until the Democrats count the votes.
Well, and they're even today, they're saying don't expect a decision tonight, that there will probably have to be a decision in the next few days or maybe the next week. They're already predicting that this thing's not going to end tonight, and that means that the integrity of the vote is kind of up for grabs. So, and by the way, just the one issue I wanted to get to you on, and the reason why I think it's the same thing here as it is in Virginia, is this notion that parents should just get the hell out of the way. Let the teachers, let the school boards, the leftists, let them do critical race theory. Let them do whatever they want. And the one line from this campaign has been that parents should not tell teachers how to teach. We're the customer, are we not? I mean, we're the client, are we not?
Well, actually, the line from the campaign is that parents have no business in their child's education.
Yeah.
That's the line from the campaign. I'm not looking to teach a teacher how to teach, but I certainly would, as a parent, if I were a parent, would be involved in my parent in my child's education. I've always said I would be Norma Rae of the PTA. You have every right. It's public education for a reason, and meaning that the public actually holds the purse strings and funds public education. And with those funds comes responsibility, accountability, and transparency. And we have seen a lack of all three of those, specifically from CCSD. There is another meeting of the Clark County School District this Thursday evening, starting at 5 o'clock. And I wrote about it at the Nevada Globe, the last meeting last week, which was on the 28th. And it was literally like a scene from Dwight's fire drill out of The Office, if anybody cares to watch that. Or read my article, they will see it. It was absolute chaos. There weren't adults in that room on the board. There were actually worse, like spoiled children, is what I witnessed, from the president all the way down to the trustees. You know, at a time where we actually have, as you mentioned on last week's show, where we have a literacy rate amongst black and Hispanic children, in English, they're testing at below 10%. The math literacy rate for children of color is below 5%. It doesn't look like the walls of their school that they're attending isn't worth anything, quite frankly. Why send your child to school if he is only 4% literate in math or English? What are they teaching in the schools? And so that is why parents have every right to demand what their child is learning. And lastly, Kevin, I'll point out, last week's CCSD meeting took 7 hours. 7 hours. What parent has 7 hours to take and sit and watch bickering go on between school board members and the public?
And by the way, what will the next superintendent, since we last talked, Jesus Jara was fired. My question is, what will the next leader of the Clark County School District face? And can anybody, unless they have an S on their chest for Superman or something, can anybody fix what is clearly broken in this school district?
I think if we got some adults in the room and actually the union out of the room, it might help. Because the union is all about, keeping those safe that are failing miserable. And that includes teachers and administrators and superintendents. When I was at the meeting last week, I witnessed union activists in the crowd. I witnessed left-wing 501c3 activists in the crowd. And they have all the time in the world to sit there. They have 7 hours to sit there if they'd like. And snap their fingers and wave their hands and shout other people down. You know, that's what union and Marxist activists do. So they are there to protect mediocrity. They are there to introduce students to CRT, even though they don't want to call it CRT. Fine, let's not call it CRT. But when I have parents sending me homework for seven-year-olds that basically says Columbus was not a hero, and all the reasons why he's not a hero, and then praising the indigenous population like they are some saviors, that's not a balanced education.
Wow. More from Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera, News 3, live at 11.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we had two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Kern High School seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, Jesus Jara is going to be out the door. He's got 30 days, and then he is gone, and now we have to get a new superintendent. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com joins us for another segment. And I'm just curious, are you for finding this successor to Jesus Jara internally, or should we go outside this system for some fresh ideas?
Well, if we go inside this system, what does this system produce? What is our pick? I called the CCSD yesterday and was told that President Cavazos, was going to call me back, and I'm still waiting for that call, and I'm sure I'm going to be waiting for it for a long time. I've also called CCSD in regards to the curriculum that was given to a 7-year-old second grader at Goolsbee Elementary School in Summerlin. And I'm still waiting for that call, and that's been a week or two. The lack of transparency within CCSD is appalling. If I was a parent, I would be attending every school board meeting, even if I couldn't stay for the ridiculous 7 hours that they tend to schedule these meetings for. And I think that's done on purpose. It's to wear people down, and it's to basically give their advocates, their union members, and their left-wing organizations time to dominate the meeting and sit at the meeting for the entire 7 hours. So make no mistake, they're trying to wear parents out. But as we've seen across the country, parents aren't getting worn out. As we've seen from D.C., they've actually, through Garrick Marlin's Attorney General's office and the DOJ, they've actually been targeting parents using the FBI by referring to them as domestic terrorists. I don't think that going within the system is really going to work because the system is rotten from the top down. I think it's going to take a good set of eyes coming from outside the system. And also, we need school choice. We need to make sure that parents aren't going to be delegated and regulated into a failing school just because of their school, just because of their zip code. We need to have more school choice in this state based on the absolute abominable numbers that came out of testing scores of third to eighth graders, which showed that a majority of students, black, white, yellow, Hispanic, et cetera, are basically below average in all categories.
That's scary. That is real scary. I want to take you halfway around the world. The president, in the midst of a news conference in Glasgow before he jumps on Air Force One and heads home, not much to say positive about what happened at the G20 and again here at this UN conference. What did you make of what's happened over the last few days for our president, other than the fact he nodded off and was caught on tape nodding off, falling asleep during the G20?
Well, this is what happens when you get a bunch of elitist bores in one room telling you what type of light bulb or toilet you need to install in your house while they cruise around on carbon-producing jets. Their carbon footprint is much, much larger than any of ours. But yet they are going to tell us how to live, what to buy. I don't know if you caught this, but at LAX last night, there was a multiple-hour power outage at Los Angeles. I said, well, hey, just turn on the windmills, right? And if we recall, back in Texas last December, January, sometime in the winter, Texas was under basically a freeze, which not only injured people but also killed people because, guess what, the windmills didn't work. And so here we have a bunch of elitists, global